was no help to his people. He was out in those hills intent on undoing that mystery personally. Clearly, he regretted having made the choice. Once again, a band of riders came flying back, silhouetted by pink light. The Shadow Master did not appear to be with them. "Goblin! One-Eye! Where the hell are you now, you little shits? Has something happened to Shadow Spinner?" Goblin materialized, his breath heavy with the smell of beer. He and One-Eye had a few gallons stashed somewhere nearby then. He dashed my hopes.
"The Shadow Master is alive, Mergen. But maybe he's messed his drawers."
He giggled. "Oh, shit," I muttered. The little toad had gotten deep into the homebrew. If One-Eye had two, I might have one truly interesting rest of the night. It was possible those two would forget everything and pick up the feud they've had going for 100 years. Last time they got drunk and went after each other, they tore up a whole city block in Taglios. All the while, the speaker's grandson hung back in the shadows and watched like one of those goddamned crows. There were a lot more of those around now. Old Weezer came puffing up from the street. He had to take a break before he got to the top. He hacked and coughed and spat blood. He was from the same part of the world as One-Eye. They have nothing else in common except a taste for beer. Weezer had been to the barrel a few times, too. He came on up top as I surveyed the city and tried to guess how bad things really were. We were getting very little pressure right then. Weezer hacked and wheezed and spat. A new generation of pink lights erupted at the feet of the hills. They cast two shadows against the sky. There was no doubt they were shadows of Widowmaker and Lifetaker, the dread alter egos Lady created for herself and Croaker, so they could scare shit out of Shadowlanders. "This isn't possible," I told my tame wizards. One-Eye was back. He used one hand to support Weezer, who seemed to be suffering an asthma attack along with the effects of his tuberculosis. In his other hand, One-Eye clutched something pole-like wrapped in rags. I continued, "That can't be Croaker and Lady because I saw them go down with my own eyes." A handful of horsemen drifted toward town. Among them was a blob of darkness that had to be Shadow Spinner. He was staying busy. Pink fireflies swarmed around him. He had trouble fending them off. As though they realized their boss would be in a foul temper when he got back, the Southerners' attack suddenly picked up.
"I'm not sure,"
Goblin mused. He sounded like he'd been scared sober.
"I can't get any sense of the one in the Lifetaker armor. There's a shitload of power there, though."
"Lady had no power left," I reminded him.
"The other one does feel like Croaker."
"Couldn't be." Weezer finally gasped,